Hi, this is Norm Sherman for Game Changers Live. I'm here today with Kathy Cripps, president of the Council of Public Relations firm. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Norm. How you doing?
I'm good. So I'd like to give you an opportunity to tell our listeners a little bit about the council. Tell us about its mission, its members, and so forth.
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks very much for your interest in the Council of PR Firms. We are a trade association. We're about 16 years old, and we represent about 103 PR agencies that really run the gamut from the large multinational global firms to boutiques and specialty type firms. And our mission is to really promote the work of the industry, to promote the work of the member firms, to help develop business best practices, and to help members by creating tools and agency management leadership type programs. So benchmarking studies, learning and development programs, networking opportunities, communities that we form on different disciplines. So it's pretty comprehensive.
So if I were running a public relations firm and I wasn't a member of the council, what would you tell me? Why would you tell me I should become a member?
It's an interesting question, and one I do get asked quite a bit. We offer a lot that help the agencies run their businesses. And, you know, it's sometimes the point in the life cycle of an agency when they want to do more marketing on themselves, and we can offer that kind of visibility and connection to the industry that a lot of firms are interested in. I mentioned before about best practices. Well, we can offer things for firms to help them look at the industry and help them respond to clients through, an industry response, not just their own approach to an answer, but more of a best practice for the industry. We created a terrific ethics program last year, for example, that's a great industry-wide resource. Other kinds of resources like that. We also help, I mentioned about some benchmarking. Well, if you're trying to run your agency and you're looking at different metrics that you're interested in, it's great to have an industry standard to be able to look at. So we can create those kind of benchmarking data points for a manager, for an owner, for a principal to be able to look at how they're running their firms and how they can be more efficient, be more profitable, things like that.
So you must have lots of instances where member firms have benefited based on the information that you provide. Are there any favorite stories you have of a firm benefiting from a business point of view of something due to something they got from the council?
Well, certainly procurement is a hot topic with a lot of firms these days, and we can give them data that help them respond to questions that they get from procurement. So ways of looking at just different benchmarks about their business. So I always like to be able to provide information that helps them answer questions and not just give information and have it go into a black hole, but rather where they can really speak decisively from the standpoint of, no, this is the industry information, you know, so don't try to give me a line that's not,
sure,
about what the industry is doing.
So that's one of the many changes that have taken place in the industry, the growth of procurement. But anyone who's got even a passing interest in public relations knows the industry is going through great change. From your point of view, how would you characterize that change in the industry?
Yeah, I think it's been a lot of it has been driven by technology, and it's been the changes have been enormous. And one, I think, very exciting thing is how the walls are coming down, that there's a lot more integration. There's a lot more opportunity for PR firms. It's actually a great time to be in the PR business.
So that's great. I mean, I from my perspective, I see it as a bit of a land grab that everybody's trying to get a bigger piece of the map. What would you counsel PR firms as to what it is they should be doing to get a larger piece of this budget that might be afforded them today that wasn't yesterday?
Yeah, I think what PR firms have always done, been engaged in the conversation. I think what PR firms have done, the time is ripe now to do more of. So clients are looking for insights. They're looking for creativity. They're looking for the ability to build relations that engender trust, all things that PR firms have always done. So I say do more of it. Do more. Be willing to be out there and, you know, talk about what your the strengths of your firms. There are new tools, clearly, but what we've done, how we've done it, what we've done isn't changing. How we're doing it is changing because of some of the new tools, social, for example.
So let's flip it around for a second, and let's say that I'm a client. What expectations do I have of my PR agency partner or partners today that I might not have had 10 years ago?
There's a breadth of work that's being provided by the PR firms nowadays. One way we track this is to look at the types of personnel that the agencies are bringing on board and also the types of services that they're offering. So a lot of the PR firms now are much more full service with creative services departments, with analytics, with, you know, more in-house insights departments. So I'd say that the clients can expect that their PR firms will be offering a lot more services to them.
That's interesting. Do you see that PR firms are moving outside the historic Ballywick at all? Do you see them moving into areas that maybe an advertising agency might have been involved in, or a brand strategy firm might have been involved in, or a digital agency might have been involved in?
I think, again, the core strengths are a lot of what the CMOs are looking for today. And you can look at what firms have done, and maybe the language is a little bit different, but when you look at earned media, that's something that PR firms have always done. They now excel at understanding the interplay between earned, owned, shared, and paid, and how they can amplify each other. So, yeah, there's more breadth of scope of what they're doing. I think that's the big message here, that the breadth and depth of what PR firms are doing is much broader today. And that's very exciting.
That is exciting.
As a practitioner myself for many years, it's great to see that the firms are having the opportunity to really offer a lot more to the clients in terms of depth and breadth of what they're doing for them.
So there's all this change going on out in the marketplace, and clients are expecting different things of their agencies. What's new with the council? How is the council responding to this change in the environment?
So this is pretty exciting, and you've promised me that this won't be released until...
I promise. Listeners, we have hot news coming up.
Until October 23rd, at least.
That's correct.
But so what the council is doing is that we realize that there's a tremendous opportunity to explain in more detail about how firms do what they do. So the great question and the exciting news that we're talking about is where we've recently unveiled a brand new positioning and a brand refresh for the council. And it's about the council, but it's also really about the industry, because what we want to do is to re-educate clients about what PR firms are doing. The questions that you asked me before really, I think, are something that the PR firms have known all along, but they want the opportunity to explain it in greater detail to their clients. So we're doing this brand refresh and repositioning so that we can help to communicate the core strengths of what PR firms are doing. It's not been more relevant ever before than it is right now. So it's a very forward-leaning posture that we're taking, and that we want to be able to show that we can help create outcomes and demonstrate measurable value for the firms. And so we're going to be much more aggressive about talking about what PR firms are doing.
So this is really exciting. You know, if as you were going through this, did you do this internally? Did you involve people from the industry? How did you get to this new position?
So this has been the process. We formed a brain trust of our own members, and in having conversations with our board about what we were thinking of doing, how we felt that we could really help our members be out there communicating more broadly. The board said we should bring in an outside, we decided as a board to bring in an outside group to help us with this rebranding. So yeah, big difference.
So it wasn't the Shoemaker's Kids.
No, absolutely. And you know, that's a great point, Norm. We really felt we wanted an outside perspective. So we brought in an outside branding group, and we've been working with them over the last several months with our brain trust in really trying to figure out what it was we wanted to say about ourselves. And so as I mentioned, we've just recently launched this to the world, and we're very excited about it. And it's been a great process to really think about what public relations does, even the term public relations. And so, in fact, we know from some of the research that we did as part of this positioning that PR, public relations, is a differentiator. So when you're talking about, you know, looking broadly at what firms are doing and expanding their capabilities, the fact that we approach it from a PR perspective is really a differentiator in the minds of the clients. So, in fact, we're going to be using a shorthand name for the council. The full name is the Council of Public Relations Firms, but we want to really focus on PR Council because we want to put PR front and center.
So this is exciting. So this is, you know, unlike the promotion industry where promotion was like the P word, right? They didn't want to talk about it. They started talking about engagement and stuff like that. They couldn't run far enough away from the promotion word. You're embracing your P word here.
We are embracing our public relations roots, absolutely. What we do is relate to the public. And what we want to do is be able to showcase how firms are the, you know, the power to relate to the various audiences that we need to communicate with. And high up on that list are the CMOs because they are the purchasers of a lot of the PR services. And again, we survey our members all the time. CMOs are a lead client for them. And being able to communicate the breadth of services that they offer is very important to the members.
So that's a big change, right? Your clients used to be the communications officer who often had nothing to do with the chief marketing officer, right? And now there seems to be, they're coming closer together. In some cases, it's become one department. Other cases, the chief marketing officer has become your client in addition to the communications officer. Is that correct?
Certainly when you look across businesses, how they are going to market is different. The chief communications officer is still a very important function within most organizations. But how public relations is being executed within companies does vary widely. Who has responsibility for social? Who has responsibility for digital? Who has responsibility for reputation management? So we want to interact with that spectrum of clients within the organization. So yeah, we've always dealt closely with the chief communications officer, and we'll continue to do that. The firms will. But when you look at where a lot of the budgets are for marketing, they are resting within the chief marketing officer's department. So it's important that we can speak their language and have conversations with them and their people.
So sounds to me that, you know, the old expression, fish where the fish are, sounds like you're moving into a pond with a lot more fish in it, right? Opportunities for much bigger budgets, larger engagements that the PR agency would be able to handle. Is that fair?
The firms have the capabilities to offer a lot more perspective and insights to the clients. If the budgets are within marketing, they want to be able to provide full service to those clients, and yes, to be able to respond to the client needs. So when I mentioned before about the staff that the agencies have added, they've added creative services people, they've added strategic planners, they've added people that can speak the language of the chief marketing officer and help them solve their problems. Today, we know from speaking with clients want the best ideas, and they really don't care where they come from.
Right.
So if we can be there, we're already there. The agencies, the PR agencies are already there talking to the clients. If they can provide management of a campaign or different kinds of approaches, I'd say, you know, media neutral in their solutions to the problems, then they're going to be a valued counselor to these clients, and that's what we want to see them do.
What you're saying, then, is public relations agencies have the opportunity to be seen more as partners who can help deal with business challenges, not just communications challenges.
Definitely business challenges. We've always thought broadly about solutions, and now that the walls are coming down and we have an opportunity to and are encouraged to speak more broadly, to act more broadly, digital transformation has given us a lot more running room. You know, we think the market is coming to us. This is our time. And that's why we're embracing the term public relations, because we think if we can help communicate better what public relations really does, it opens the doors for the firms to be in there and talking to their clients.
So this could be a golden age for public relations again, huh?
Absolutely. I think it's great. I think, you know, when I speak to the firms and I see the kind of work that they're doing, it's fantastic. And so we want to be able to showcase some of that work and help use examples of their cases and their campaigns that they're running to show what can be done under
this
banner.
That's very exciting. So now that you have more CMOs as clients or potential clients, what should they know about public relations that maybe they don't know?
I think, again, it comes back in some ways to nomenclature. Content creation, that's a core competency of PR agencies. Creative services, in-house service that almost every council member public relations firms now offers. This idea of earned media, earned versus owned versus paid. You know, there's a great intersection there. And the member firms are looking at those areas and able to amplify the work in those areas because of their skills and experience. I think this idea of influencer relations, again, something that public relations firms, it's a core competency, how to reach the people who can be influencers. So, again, language might be different, but the digital and social engagement, ways to have two-way conversations, these are things that we've done. We're looking at how to do it more broadly.
That's good. That's very exciting. So one of the big challenges that has always existed in the public relations industry has been one of measurement. You know, I've been around long enough when I would remember the PR agency would walk in with a stack of clippings and talk about advertising equivalency, but that's not going to cut it anymore, right? Clients are looking for something more concrete than that. Are there any best practices going on in your world now that you'd like to share?
In fact, measurement and evaluation is a very important conversation that the industry has. The council is part of a coalition that's made up of many organizations, but to look at public relations standards. And one thing we don't want to talk about anymore is ad equivalencies. So part of these standards are to help provide a common language on research, measurement, and that can be used among clients and agencies. So that's the kind of coalition that we're trying to be part of and trying to communicate that being able to look at comparisons to increase reliability and to promote efficiency so that there's more credibility in the public relations measurement area.
So when I've had conversations with people about measurement, they always say, yeah, I really want to do it, but it's so expensive and the clients don't want to pay for it. How do you get over that? Are there ways of measuring it inexpensively, or are there ways of convincing the client they must do this? How do you overcome that hurdle?
It seems that in conversations with the agencies that clients are doing more measurement. So a lot of it has to do with the clients sharing the measurement that they're doing and looking at efficiencies. So much that happens now happens in real time. So to be able to look at campaigns and to share the learnings that the clients have with the teams that are working on, I think helps to make the work more efficient. The budget is an issue that has to be discussed, and there does need to be money there for measurement, because how can you show what's working if you don't, you know, if the money isn't spent to do that? So
yeah.
It's still a conversation that the agencies are having, but I think more and more since so much is happening in real time. And there are more ways to measure because of social media. So I think it's a conversation that's taking place more. I think there could be more money allocated to measurement, but hopefully that's going to continue to move forward.
Yeah, I expect that it will. So one last area I want to get into, and that's the area of talent. The agency world, and it doesn't matter what kind of agency it is dependent upon talent, right? You don't have manufacturing plants, and the old jokes about our inventory going down the elevator at night aren't, they're not funny, but they're true. So attracting, growing, retaining the best talent is critical. It's critical lifeblood of any agency. So if I were an aspiring professional sitting in front of you and I'm thinking about a variety of different things to do, some of which is in the agency world, maybe it's an advertising agency, maybe it's a digital agency, maybe it's a public relations agency, maybe it's client-side stuff, and you were going to try to convince me that I should join the public relations agency world, what would you tell me?
It's a situation that I deal with quite often because there are a lot of young people out there that are trying to figure out what to do with their background and interest in communications. This is such a great time for public relations. Just as we were talking about before with clients, it's a great time to be communicating to young people about the options, the variety of career choices, the kind of work they can do. And in fact, we've really put our money where our mouth is because we created a program called Take Flight with PR. And it's really about getting to young people, not just communications majors, but more broadly looking at young people in different with different interests and talking to them about what the opportunities are. We created this program that we brought to several markets. We would put together a fabulous program of CEOs of agencies, of digital specialists that came in and spoke to the students, and we brought in HR people to talk to them, all as a way to entice them to look further into what the public relations industry has to offer them in terms of careers, because we do need such a broad base of talent, people that are interested in video, mobile, gaming, all different kinds of skills that need to be brought to bear to the firm. So it's something that's very important to us and that we spend a fair amount of time making ourselves available to students to talk about what opportunities there are.
Kathy, that's great. Well, this is really an exciting time for public relations. I could see it in your enthusiasm. I want to thank you for your time. This has been great. This is Norm Sherman from Game Changers. I've been speaking with Kathy Cripps, the President of the Council of Public Relations Firms. Kathy, thank you so much for your time.
It's been my pleasure, Norm. Thanks again for your interest in the Council of PR Firms.